Now, the issue of international adoption has been revisited in Ethiopia, and the government has just announced that foreigners will not be allowed to adopt children. They say they could face abuse and neglect abroad. A debate about foreign adoption has been raging in Ethiopia since 2013, when an American couple were convicted of killing an adopted Ethiopian girl. Well, joining us now is Mrs. Andrea Kelly, head of Ethiopian Adoption Connection, which helps young adoptees reconnect with their Ethiopian roots. Good morning to you, or good evening, I think, where you are, Ms. Kelly. What's your response to this ban?
I think it's a good idea. I really look forward to seeing what Ethiopia does to focus on family preservation and local child care solutions within their own communities.
And what do you mean by that in terms of, because, you know, some people might think, well, don't they look after their own children? What do you mean by what you said?
Well, in international adoption, oftentimes there's a supply created to make the demand for the children to be adopted. So oftentimes when they stop adoptions, there become less orphans because the kids weren't really orphans to begin with. And there are also a lot of NGOs and Ethiopian organizations that are promoting domestic adoption within Ethiopia and foster care situations, which are really wonderful.
I understand, I've heard that from Ethiopians, that it's not really culturally acceptable for people to adopt children. So how do you encourage that to change?
I really think that's changing. I personally know Ethiopians who have adopted, and I know Ethiopians working in adoption in Ethiopia, and they're working really hard to change that.
Can I ask you about your own organization and also your experience? Because I understand, is it true you've adopted yourself? What does your organization do in trying to connect young adoptees with their roots?
We collect data from Ethiopian families and adoptees and adoptive families who want to search for each other. We have caseworkers in Ethiopia, and we basically collect all the information and then we search on their behalf and try to reconnect them with each other.
Has there been a lot of trauma amongst those adoptees, those young youth that you're working with, you know, in trying to get back to their natural families?
Well, for the younger adoptees, we're usually dealing with, well, we're always dealing with the adoptive parents because we don't work directly with minors. But yes, there are children who have been traumatized. There are children who didn't understand that they were being adopted because their Ethiopian families didn't understand it enough to tell them. And there are grown-up adoptees who think that they had no family in Ethiopia, only to find out that their mother was searching for them for 30 years. So it's pretty big.
I've heard that sometimes, Andrea, it's led to a lot of trauma and depression amongst some youth when they find out that they actually do have family living in Ethiopia.
I've actually heard that it's been a relief to find out that their family is okay. And I haven't heard that finding their family has caused depression.
Okay.
That's not our experience.
Oh, I think it's the fact of knowing that they have family that are alive that's caused the kind of grief. Your organization clearly is trying to reunite people with their families. Later on here on Newsday, we will be hearing the other side. And thank you very much, Andrea Kelly, who's head of Ethiopian Adoption Connection.